best of care for the white shoes you wear. Remember, energy in shoes.
Martin, it's the long cigarette that has doubled and redoubled its smokers. Yes.
And it tastes the best and all the best for you.
From stem to stern, your Adam hat gives off that look of quality.
The Independent Broadcasting System presents Random Thursdays Radio Theater. From the Freezy Vegetables soundstage high atop New York City's Theater District, two blocks south of Times Square, we bring you another episode of Random Thursdays Radio Theater. Sponsored by Freezy Vegetables. Get all the vitamins you need from A to Freezy. I'm your announcer, Loudon Caulfield. And now, ladies and gentlemen, your host, America's favorite shin cracker, Peter Carozzo. What's more random than listening in on two first dates in the modern world? Welcome to another Random Thursday. Tonight's episode is entitled Familiar Strangers. My name is Peter Carozzo. This week we are in Smokies, a quaint bistro in Brooklyn, a relaxed date night spot. The restaurant is empty. It is right before opening. Ben, a waiter, turns on the battery-operated tea light candles at a few tables, and Jackie, a waitress, is folding napkins as Fiona, the first customer, enters.
I'm sorry, are you not open yet?
Oh, no. You're right on time. Sit anywhere you would like. We'll be right with you.
Thank you.
So, Ben, table 9. What do you think? Single Pringle or wait for date?
Only a matter of time till we find out.
Hello, my name is Jackie. I will be taking care of you. Would you like anything to drink?
Yes, I'll have a Pinot Grigio, please.
You got it.
Thank you.
One Pinot, Benny.
Ooh, fancy. So, what's the verdict?
Oh, looks like matter's time is up.
Hi, Fiona?
Derek?
In the flesh.
It's nice to meet you in person, Derek.
Handshake. Very formal, don't you think?
Let's sit.
And here is your Pinot Grigio.
Looks like you started without me. Well, well, well. We got a party animal here, huh?
Would you like anything to drink, sir?
Definitely not wine. I'll have your finest beer, sweets.
Yes, sir. Be right back.
Better be. So, you know this place?
I've been here once or twice. It's charming, don't you think? I enjoy it.
Well, if I don't enjoy it, you're paying.
So, Derek, tell me a little bit more about yourself.
Like what? I go to work. I come home. I like to party. Looks like you like to party.
How so?
Well, you're hot as hell, and you ordered an adult beverage before I even got here. Shots later?
We'll see.
Oh, you tease.
I meant more along the lines of, what are your hobbies? Do you have a favorite movie? What's your favorite song? You know, little details about yourself.
Why would you want to know that crap? They don't matter.
Don't matter?
All you need to know, honey, is that I'm successful, have a killer place, and good in the sack.
Can I start you off with some appetizers?
Hell yeah, you can.
I'd like the shrimp scampi, please.
Whoa! Fancy panties over here. I'll have the steak.
And how would you like that cooked?
Medium rare. I'm saving the raw for later.
No appetizers for the table, then?
I guess not, sweets. My date here likes to get right down to it.
Thank you so much, Jackie.
You got it. I'll be right back with your entrees.
Table for two?
Yes, sir.
Follow me. Your server will be with you shortly.
Thank you, ma'am.
My pleasure. Things are about to get interesting.
What do you mean?
Well, the lovely little miss over at table 9 cannot stop staring at that tattooed hottie who just walked in.
That doesn't surprise me.
Why not? Tall, blonde, and handsome over there is just as hot.
Well, that tall, blonde, handsome man she's with is a D-bag.
Aw, but he looks so nice.
I'm telling you, the guy is bad news. I bet you $5 they're not going to make it to dessert.
You're on. Something tells me she likes chocolate lava cake.
You look really lovely tonight, Alicia.
Thank you, handsome. It's all for you.
Hello. My name's Jackie. I'll be your server tonight. Can I start you off with some drinks?
Yes. I'll have a sex on the beach.
I'll have a Hennessy on the rocks, please.
I'll be back with those in a few.
Thanks.
No problem. Looks like the tattooed hottie at table 7 cannot stop staring at our lovely Miss Table 9. You're going to lose this bet, Benny.
You are not going to manipulate your way into my bucks again. No way.
This would be lucky number 10? 12? No. 15?
20.
They are locking eyes. Oh, that's so cute. Hottie just hid behind his menu. How romantic.
Romantic? The dude is completely embarrassed.
That's the romantic part. He's turning all red. Oh.
I will never understand women.
They have lobster. This is a fancy place you brought me to, cutie.
Is that what you're thinking about ordering?
Yeah, you bet your sexy ass I am. You know, lobster. It's an aphrodisiac.
Don't you mean oysters?
One Hennessy on the rocks for you, and a sex on the beach for you, ma'am.
She called me ma'am? This place is fancy.
Have you decided on your entrees, or would you like to start off with some...
I'll have the lobster.
Great choice. For you, sir?
I'll have the burger, please, with fries.
A burger?
And how would you like that cooked?
You're ordering a burger?
Medium well?
You got it.
Thank you.
So, what did our mysterious tattooed man order?
The cheapest entree on the menu.
What did the gum chewer order?
Take a guess.
Ugh, I hate moochers. Is she still chewing her gum? Disgusting.
I'm just saying, how do you expect me to care, you know? I mean, dude, your mom died. You had a day to cry over it. We need those reports ASAP. The world doesn't revolve around you, buddy.
Did you ever consider that maybe he needed more than a day to grieve? It was his mother, after all.
How would I know? I haven't lost my mother. Have you?
Actually, I have.
Well, you're back to work. You didn't let something like that stop you.
Actually, work was very understanding and gave me as much time as I needed to be with my family and get things in order. It's been almost a year and we're still grieving.
Death, Smith. Everyone dies. Am I right? We can't let a little something like that keep us from the grind.
A little something? If your mother passed right now, could you imagine going into work the day after tomorrow?
I can't even think about that. I have too many responsibilities at my job.
What exactly is the grind? To lose any and all concepts of mental health, compassion, and humanity just for the sake of making money? Is money the only thing that equals success?
One shrimp scampi for you, miss.
Thank you, Jackie.
And one steak, medium rare, for you, sir.
This motherfucker looks delicious.
I'm sorry, I don't think I caught your name.
Aw, my name is Ben, miss.
Thank you, Ben.
You are so very welcome.
That bartender seems a little, if you ask me.
So what if he is?
Hey, I got nothing against them. I love them. I just think he is.
And why does it matter to you if he is? Like, the world has to know something so sacredly personal just because it's not normal?
Hey, I'm just making conversation. No need to get your panties in a twist.
It's none of our business if he is or not. It's his.
How's your fancy shrimp scampi that I'm paying for?
Excuse me. I need to use the restroom.
Nope. This is not happening.
What?
Nothing.
Mr. Burger with fries at 7 is staring at Miss Table 9 walking away. Oh my God! This is a movie playing out right in front of our eyes.
Oh, come on, tall, blonde, and handsome. Pull through. I really hate how romantic you are.
You love it.
Hello? Earth to my date? Were you just staring at that woman?
I think I know her.
What? Am I not pretty enough for you?
She looks so familiar.
I'm not sexy enough for you.
Where the hell do I know her from?
Have you been listening to me this whole time?
Of course, I have. You heard from Mona, who heard from Kitty, who heard from Sherry's boyfriend that Rob thinks Maya got plastic surgery.
Not just plastic surgery. A boob job to make hers look like mine. I mean, look at them. No wonder why Maya wanted to get them. Look.
I see.
I mean, who wouldn't want these babies? I bet you do.
They are very nice.
Maybe I'll let you play with them later, hot stuff.
Maybe.
How badly do you want to touch me right now?
Well...
I bet you're dying for this dinner to be over.
Oh, you have no idea.
Here we have the lobster for you.
And the house burger, medium well, for you.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
That woman is some piece of work. She is still chewing her gum.
Now she's not.
Ew. Is she seriously pulling it out of her teeth like Silly Putty?
Look at his face. Does she seriously think she's turning him on?
Ooh, not with it landing on the tip of the lobster tail.
Who puts gum on the food you're going to eat?
Do you think she's saving it for later?
Hey, the girl at table 9 is still not back.
Do you think that she pulled a Rachel and escaped through the bathroom window?
As much as I love your reference to Friends, her coat is still here. It's winter. She's not leaving without it.
Aw, damn. I was really looking forward to a Barry freakout.
No, you weren't.
How do you know what I want?
Because then you'd be out $5.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Well, scratch everything I said for, like, the last few seconds.
Excuse me.
Got a little too excited there, huh, handsome?
I'm so sorry.
I completely wasn't paying attention.
It's okay. It's my fault.
I'm sorry. Do we...
Well, I'd better get back to my dinner.
Right. Enjoy.
Damn it. We are in a movie. Tell me you caught that.
Oh, I caught it. Do you see the cheesy expression on my face?
I'm not gonna lie. It was very, very cute.
Cute? That was more than cute. He's got it bad. Look, his eyes are lingering.
Why can't men be this adorably sheepish all the time?
Your shrimp is thebomb.com.
You ate some of my dinner?
I wanted a little taste of what I'm paying for.
Why don't we split the check?
I like a woman who can pay for things.
Deal then. And since you ate off of my plate and we're splitting the bill, I think it's only fair that I eat some of yours.
A woman with a clever brain. I like it even more. I bet you're an animal in the bedroom.
Oh, you have no idea who I can be.
I'm not finished.
You can't have it both ways, mister. I'm eating your steak.
I can have all I want, and I want you later.
Let me finish this off and you can. I bet it tastes so good.
Aw, you're so hot.
How is everything over here?
Everything is on the up and up, sweets.
Holler if you need anything.
Can I get 2 shots of your finest whiskey?
Absolutely. Things are getting a little risque over at table 9.
Looks like you're down 5 big ones, Jux.
I wouldn't be too sure about that. Hattie at 7 and Miss at 9 just smiled at each other for the 3rd time this evening.
How is your lobster?
Deliciously aphrodisiac-y.
Got enough butter?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you get me more butter, please?
More butter. Anything else?
Could you get me another Hennessy, please? Thank you.
Can you believe how rude she is? I mean, who does she think she is giving us attitude like that?
I don't think she was giving us an attitude.
Are you kidding? I wouldn't be surprised if she was jealous of me.
Why would she be jealous of you?
Because I'm with you, cutie.
Here are your shots.
Woohoo! Time to party! I don't mean to brag, but I was the best shotster in my fraternity.
You were in a fraternity? I never would have guessed.
Can I take these for you?
Take them, sweets.
Thank you, Jackie.
Alicia, can I ask you a question?
You just did, sweetie.
What is my name?
Well, that's a silly question.
You haven't said my name all evening.
Oh, you're so silly. I like funny guys.
I'm not joking. Do you know my name?
Of course I know your name.
What is it?
Oh, thank God. The butter.
My Hennessy.
The gold digger at table 7 doesn't even know his name.
That bitch!
Oh, come on. One shot.
I told you, I'm a lightweight, and I drove here.
I can drive us back to my place.
I'd rather you not.
Oh, you want to drive us back to your place? I've got an independent woman here.
No, that's not what I'm...
Waiter!
What does this jackass want now?
What he's been waiting for all night. Dessert.
Nice of you to join us. We'll take a chocolate lava cake to go and the check.
Yes, sir.
And make it snappy, sweets. I can't hold out much longer.
How dare you speak to her like that?
Like what?
Like she's your property. You have shown her absolutely no respect since you got here. How dare you treat people like that?
Whoa. No respect? She hasn't shown any respect since we got here.
That's bullshit. Jackie has been nothing but kind and respectful toward us. She's called you sir every single time she has come to this table, which, quite frankly, you do not deserve. And you have not given out one thank you.
Wow. Okay. I let the, my mother died, pay attention to me shit go. And I knew you were boring because you didn't want to take shots with me, but I didn't peg you as a bitch until now.
You have been staring at her ass and objectifying her the entire night.
Well, that's because she has a better ass than you.
You know, you are the classic case of a privileged male who believes he can treat women and anyone who isn't like him like crap.
Privileged? I only have one Porsche.
It's asshole people like you who make this world a living nightmare for everyone else.
Hey, I'm just a truth guy. And the truth hurts, doesn't it?
You aren't truth. You're living proof of false success.
False success? My paycheck says otherwise.
And you are completely alone.
Hey, at least I'm not poor and alone like you. You don't even have your mother to take care of you anymore.
This date is over. Don't worry about the check. I'll get it. Now leave before I go all Krav Maga on your monstrous ugly ass.
I'd like to see you try.
You sure about that?
Damn. I wouldn't want to be her.
Why not?
She totally just humiliated that man. What a bitch.
That guy was an asshole. She put him in his place.
Your dessert is on the house tonight.
Thanks. Actually, can I have it now?
Thank you.
For what?
For sticking up for me.
Oh, it's no problem.
We need more people. Women. In the world like you.
He wasn't an asshole. He was just trying to have a good time. Unlike some people here.
Have you heard the way he spoke to her all night?
Well, things look like they're heating up at lucky number 7.
I can't believe you're defending her. You know, you've been making Google eyes at her the entire night. Not once did you look at me like that. I deserve more respect. I deserve to be looked at like that. Where are my Google eyes, huh? I dressed up for you. I got a Brazilian for you, for Christ's sakes. I even wore a push-up bra so my boobs would look bigger for you. And they're already D's. You never once made a pass at me. All that time and effort, for what?
You certainly got lobster out of it. It's Joe, by the way.
Can I get you anything else, sir?
The check, please.
The lobster? It's on us tonight.
You don't have to do that.
Are you kidding? That gum-chewing moocher made us all want to grind our teeth out.
That was disgusting.
It was the worst. I'll be right back with your check. But are you sure you don't want any dessert?
No thanks, man. That guy was a real jerk.
He wasn't a jerk. He was a grade-A asshole.
I'm sorry you had such a crappy night.
I'm sorry you did.
Wow.
What?
It's not every day you find someone with a heart like yours.
What do you mean?
Here you are, compassionate for me, who had a shit date after what I can only imagine to be the absolute worst date of your entire life.
I could say that for you, too.
Oh, I've had worse. Trust me. I hope you don't take this the wrong way, but can I buy you a drink?
As long as I can buy you one.
Aw, look at them. Aren't they just like the cutest thing?
Cough it up.
What? Oh, man. I can't believe I lost again.
You need to learn how to read people, my friend.
I'm sorry if this is too forward, but you look so familiar. Do I know you from somewhere?
You know, I've been wondering the same thing all night long. Where did you grow up?
Well, I first lived in a little town that had this massive tree right in the middle.
No way! King Square?
Yes. You know it?
Know it? It's ingrained in my memory.
The worst and best dates of your life on the same night? Sometimes it happens that way. But remember, the frustrations of being with the wrong person can be easily overshadowed by the joy of finding the right one. Just a random moment on an undistinguished day in the lives of ordinary people. Familiar Strangers was performed by the Random Thursday Players. More specifically, the role of Fiona was played by Amelia Horn. Ben was played by Danny Strevino. Jackie was played by Amanda Montoni. Derek was played by Nick Montoni. Joe was played by Jeremy Melendez. And Alicia was played by Danielle Fleming. Sound engineering was by Liz Regan, and sound design and editing was by Edgar Ramos. It was written and directed by Amanda Montoni. Random Thursdays Radio Theater, where we celebrate, contemplate, and lament the random moments of everyday life. So to all of our listeners, to all those who prefer transience to permanence, bohemians to conformists, and the ephemeral to the eternal. Tune in next time for another random story. Thank you for listening to our show.
Tonight's radio play was episode 10 in our series, entitled Familiar Strangers. Random Thursday's Radio Theater was brought to you by Freezy Vegetables. Get all the vitamins you need from A to Freezy. Look out for another episode on this station or on one of our local affiliates at some undetermined random Thursday in the future. I am Loudon Caulfield. And now, stay tuned for another episode of The Jack Benny Show. This is the Independent Broadcasting System.